I've got a new audiobook coming out soon. It's called The Contagious Mind, and you'll be able to download it for free, the audio files as well as a printable PDF full transcript of the book. You can find that at thecontagiousmind.com. Now, what is this book about, and how is the mind contagious? Well, it turns out that when God created the cosmos, he also created a system for the storage and dissemination of knowledge. And this system exists above and beyond the material world, and it's accessible by every conscious being, as well as unconscious molecules. And this has been described by Rupert Sheldrake as patterns of nature in his book, A New Science of Life, and also Science Set Free. In my book, The Contagious Mind, I take it further. It's kind of a how-to guide to using what Sheldrake calls morphic resonance or morphic fields, which is patterns and structure of knowledge and sort of a shared consciousness, a cosmic mind that God put in place since the very beginning. And thus accessing this and also contributing to it, because it's a two-way street, is entirely natural. It is not supernatural. We're not talking about anything that's psychic or even anything that's new agey. We're talking about something that is, in fact, biblical. In fact, in 1 Corinthians, Paul speaks about the hidden wisdom of God and how the Spirit searches all things and how no one from the material world can grasp what you understand as someone who has access to divine knowledge. And so these are principles. This contagious mind principle is something that is reflected through the Bible and also throughout science, believe it or not. Scientists have stumbled across this, such as scientists who documented the 100th monkey concept. They still haven't been able to understand exactly what this is or how it works, but it has been documented throughout the history of science as a strange phenomenon, kind of misunderstood by modern-day scientists. Well, in my book, The Contagious Mind, I teach you how to access this knowledge base, which I call God's cloud storage system. It's knowledge that's written into the fabric of the cosmos, and it's knowledge that is used by every living creature and every living system, and even non-living systems such as crystals of sugar or the morphology of molecules that are used to make even antibiotics, for example. They all follow this pattern of knowledge that's stored in this cosmic imprinting system that Sheldrake has named morphic fields. Using these morphic fields allows you to bypass censorship. In fact, you don't need any technology whatsoever in order to both read and write to these morphic fields. Technology is the antithesis of this. In fact, modern technology is designed to distract you from this knowledge source and instead create disinformation and suppress human knowledge. For example, Google is not a search engine of human knowledge. Google is a suppression engine to suppress knowledge. The more you rely on technology, the further away you move from being able to access this cosmic consciousness knowledge. And thus, all the technology in the world that claims to be smart, such as smartphones and a smart home or smart meters, is actually making you stupid, taking you away from the divine knowledge that you were born to access because it's a structure of the cosmos and it's one of the gifts of God. You were born with this capability to read knowledge, to, in fact, receive it, and then also to contribute to the knowledge of others. Turns out that the mind is contagious. When you think something, it makes it easier for others to think the same thing. When you solve a problem, others can solve the same problem more easily. This is the way the cosmic consciousness actually works. This is what morphic resonance is all about. And that's what this audiobook describes. It also gives you skills and methods to be a more effective receiver and a more effective transmitter, or what I call an imprinter, into the morphic fields. So if you really want to change the world, this is where you can get traction. You probably can't change the world by voting in a rigged election or trying to sue Facebook for censoring you as you talk about, you know, Bible scripture or other ideas that are banned by the tech giants. But you can change the world through this very simple process by invoking the morphic fields that share knowledge, actually distribute knowledge, to all other human beings across the planet, bypassing all forms of censorship. And in order to use this system created by God, you don't need government permission, and you don't need technology. All you need is what you were born with: consciousness, the ability to speak, to invoke the power of the spoken word, and the ability to express ideas and to create original thought. So you already have those skills. You just need to know how to apply them. Once you apply them, you transcend the material world, and you're able to operate in a cosmic consciousness context that allows you to positively impact the lives of billions of people, sometimes without them even knowing it. You can change the world through this method. In fact, God wants you to change the world in this way. God designed this system so that you could do this. So I'll be giving away this book for free. Again, it's called The Contagious Mind. You can find it at thecontagiousmind.com. You'll be able to download it for free. Before it's released, you can just enter your email address there to be added to our announcement email list. And we'll email you the download links as soon as the files are ready for you. And you're free to share these files with others, because that is, of course, the whole point of this concept, the contagious mind. You can share the files with others. You can print it out. You can copy the audio files, put it on a thumb drive, and hand it to someone if you think they may benefit from this book as well. And this is just the latest in a series of books that I've been posting and giving away for free. There's another one coming after this one, but this is the third so far. The other two are Survival Nutrition at survivalnutrition.com, and also the Global Reset Survival Guide, which you can find at globalreset.news. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for joining me on this journey as we unleash the freedom to think as our way of changing the universe in a positive direction to augment freedom, divinity, abundance, joy, and truth. Thank you for listening.